in Exodus chapter 10 and verse number 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. Have you ever thought about that before? Darkness that's so dark, you could feel it. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But, oh, glory, all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. There was a difference, wasn't there, between the Egyptians and God's people. A darkness which may be felt, but God's people had light in their dwellings. You can be seated. Please pray with us. Brother Larry, I'm going to ask you to pray for me, brother, and pray for this service. Would you please, brother? Thank you.
My Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are that light. A light shone down from heaven, dear God, upon the souls of men, Lord, those that know you and would accept you as Lord and Savior. And Father, as the Scripture has declared, we are the children of light. God said, no, please. Lord, we thank you for the reading of thy word, God. May it be anointed to our hearts.
Amen.
Lord, may you speak to thy servant, Lord, as you've already spoken to him. And Lord, may you carry it through for which that is needed here in this hour, this day. Father, may you move in the midst as you moved across the land of Egypt in those days. But you may move upon our hearts abroad, Lord. And God, that we may see you, that we may know you. And if there's any veil of darkness, Lord, that lies upon this congregation.
Oh, God, I ask you to help.
Lord, I pray, Lord,
yes.
May the light dispel that, Lord, which
yes.
Come upon the hearts of men. And Father, if there be one here that's lost and undone without Christ as Lord and Savior, God, Lord, may you touch that heart.
Hey.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
God, may you move within it. May you soften it to that touch, Lord. Whisper to it, Father, that you're here. And that, Lord, you'll touch. Remove all the darkness from them. And Father, we'll thank you for that. So Lord, may you surely again give that one lips of utterance, Lord, to speak that which is needed here tonight. May the saints be lifted. And may anyone that is lost here be lifted up to the Savior. And we'll thank you, Lord, for that which you've already done here in the service. We'll thank you what you're going to do now. And Lord, we'll thank you what you'll do from here on out.
Yeah.
God, we'll thank you and praise you and give you honor and give you glory in Christ's name. And in his name's sake, the saints of God pray.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Larry. Thank you so much. I want to speak to you this morning, just begin a message anyway. I'm not sure how it'll go today, but on darkness, which may be felt. I begin to think about the darkness as it's portrayed in the Word of God. You really, if you get over into Genesis chapter 1, I don't think you get past. Let's turn there, Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the Word of God said, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So you don't even get into the second verse in the Bible until darkness is first mentioned in the Word of God. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw the light, that it was good. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. The Bible said, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. We know that today people are talking about the division in America. Mostly they're talking about along racial and political lines. They're talking about how the the left is divided from the right, and the blacks are divided from the whites and all that. But I tell you, there's a division that ought to take precedence today.
Amen.
That is that our Lord made a difference between light and darkness. Amen. And I appreciate the Lord speaking to my heart this week about this. The first thing I want to talk to you about today for just a little while is the darkness of deceit. The Word of God said in the book of Jeremiah, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. And who can know it, the Word of God said. You say, Pastor, what do you mean a darkness that can be felt? I promise you this. If you're sitting in our midst today and you've ever been under Holy Ghost conviction, there was a darkness in your heart and in your life that could be felt. Amen. And the Word of God teaches us. I would like for you to turn and I'll show you what I mean. Look at, with me, if you will, in Corinthians real quickly. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 3. The Apostle Paul said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Now, why would he want them to be blinded? Because that way they'd still be in darkness. The Word of God said here, watch now, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves. Paul had it right. You run into a man that's preaching himself, you need to run from him. I'm telling you, God's men are not preaching themselves. God's men are preaching Christ, crucified, amen, risen, and coming again. That's the Christ of the Bible. That's the blessed hope of the church. And the Word of God said, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. Watch verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. God's taken us all the way back to Genesis right here in this verse. He's saying, I'm the same God that commanded the light to shine out of darkness. I'm the same God that made the light and said it's good. I'm the same God that divided the light from the darkness. And that same God, oh, glory, hath shined in our hearts. Aren't you glad for that day, amen, when you were no longer walking in darkness and no longer deceived, amen, and no longer lost without God, because God shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, beloved, there was a darkness that could be felt. I was reminded, listen, the Word of God's talking about this darkness and in the midst of all of these judgments. There's 10 judgments that takes place before Pharaoh finally decides to let God's people go. Amen. Years ago, somebody said to me, he said, you're a Pharaoh preacher. And I said, what do you mean? They said, you won't let God's people go. Amen. You'll get that after a while. Amen. About 1 o'clock, maybe you'll get it. Amen. But listen, I believe with all of my heart, we ought to come to the pulpit with our heart full. Amen. And we ought to come to the pulpit with a message from God. Amen. And God wants to speak to us today. This right in the middle here, it's actually getting ready to be the last judgment, the death of the firstborn. And God puts this judgment of darkness upon the land of Egypt. He started with turning the water to blood, and then there was frogs, and then there was lice and flies, and the livestock died, and there were boils and hail and locusts. And then this darkness that we're looking at right here, darkness that could be felt. And the Word of God finishes up in those judgments before Pharaoh finally let him go. With the death of the firstborn. And that's a message in and of itself. But what the Lord is wanting us to see here today, beloved, listen, that this darkness is representative of judgment. And you and I, listen, I want to turn and read a verse of Scripture. I used to be able to quote it, but I don't want to get it wrong. I want to turn to John chapter 3 for just a moment. I'll be back in that chapter in a moment. I believe it's that's in 1 John. Let me get started here. He that believeth on the Son. The Word of God in verse 36
of chapter 3 in the book of St. John said, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath everlasting life." But watch this. "He that believeth not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Beloved, listen to me. That verse is not saying that out yonder in the future somewhere that the wrath of God abides on that person if they die without Christ. You listen to me. When the Spirit of God comes and convicts us of our sin, we realize that right then, right there, we're living under the judgment hand of God. And the only way to get out from under that judgment hand of God is to look to Calvary, where sin was judged in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way we can get out from under that darkness is look to the light and trust the one that the Bible said is the light of the world. His name is Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You say, "Pastor, you're narrow-minded." Yes, I am. I'm just as narrow as this precious old book. The Bible said, "Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many are in that way, but narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it." I'm telling you, I thank God I'm one of the few. Amen. The light of the world came into my heart and into my life and dispelled the darkness that was in my life. You know what happens? The heart's deceitful, desperately wicked. You know what people are doing today? I'll tell you what they're doing. They say, "Well, I'm doing good compared to old so-and-so." Let me tell you something right now. Listen to me. If you don't hear another word I said, this book said there's none good, no, not one. This book said for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You might be doing good compared to old so-and-so, but I want to ask you something. How are you doing compared to Jesus? I'm telling you what that'll do. That'll leave you lost and undone without God or His Son. Amen. That'll leave you in a place, beloved, listen, where you're no longer deceived. The Word of God said they're comparing themselves with themselves. They're not wise. The Word of God does not teach us that we should run around looking at each other and try to decide upon as we look at each other whether we're heaven bound or not. Beloved, we got to look in this book. We got to look in our heart. We got to look to Him in order to know that we've been passed from death unto life. Amen. And that heaven is our home when we leave this world. I believe it's important, don't you? He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Right in these judgments here that God was passing upon the land of Egypt, beloved, we find darkness. A darkness, beloved, that could be felt. And yet there was light. Listen to me. I'm being honest with you. Our world today is getting darker by, listen, not the minute, by the second. I mean, we're getting darker and darker and darker and darker. We're calling evil good. We're calling good evil, just like a word of God said would happen. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, while we're here this morning worshiping God and hearing the songs of Zion and loving one another, there's people vomiting and trying to get over last night. There's people, my friend, listen, trying to wonder what they can steal today to get their next fix. I'm telling you, they're walking in darkness and they're eat up with darkness. And you can feel that darkness when the Lord comes along. Amen. And I believe with all of my heart the children of Israel knew that God had put a difference between them and the Egyptians. You and I, beloved, today know that the heart is deceitful. We remember when we were deceived. We remember, beloved, when we did not know Christ. We remember when there was a profession without a possession. Amen. Because when a person possesses Christ as Lord and Savior, that person's life will change. He's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Turn with me back over to Genesis for just a moment. There's something that I had never really thought about. The Word of God mentions darkness for the first time in chapter number 2. There's another word here that's mentioned in this same verse. And the earth, the Bible said, was without form. And the next word is void. Can I tell you something tonight, or this morning rather? Can I tell you this? There's a void in every individual's life that only Christ can fill. There's a void, beloved, listen. There's a darkness the Word of God talks about that can be filled, and only Christ. You know, I looked at this last night and God just flooded my soul. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Well, the Word of God said there was a void. There was darkness upon the face of the deep. But then the next word said the Spirit of God moved. Word of God, I'm telling you, that's how I got out of the darkness into His marvelous light. The Spirit of God moved upon my life. It was the Spirit of God that came to where I was. It was the Spirit of God that helped me to understand that my pride wasn't going to get it done, and that I was going to have to swallow my pride and humble myself as a little child if I was going to get the help that I needed from the Savior of the world. The Bible said the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. You know, that night, God moved in my heart. God moved in my life. You say, Preacher, you're preaching about creation. Yeah, when you're talking about salvation by the grace of God, you're talking about a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. You see, we're not remodeled, friend. Amen. That's why this body's got to stay behind. Amen. This body ain't a-going. Thank God, listen, that we're a triune being. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. You and I are body, soul, and spirit. I'm telling you, this body ain't going. I like that old gospel song, Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'm going to have a body likened to the Son of God. And beloved, listen, I'll awake with His likeness. And thank God, I'll be satisfied when that happens. Amen. I praise His holy name. God said, let there be light. And there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. I see the darkness of deceit in the hearts of mankind. I want you to go back with me to John chapter number 3. I want you to go back to John chapter 3. The Lord's put this in my heart, and I believe with all of my heart, beloved, it's needed this morning. Somebody, you walk through those doors back there. You walk through those doors in darkness, but you don't have to walk out those doors the same way you walked in. You can walk out in the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that your sins are forgiven and knowing that heaven will be your home when you leave this world. Look with me at John chapter 3. Let's begin reading in verse number 16. The Bible said, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Watch this. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Listen, God didn't have to send darkness. It's already here. Watch what the Word of God said now. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not, the Word of God said, is condemned already. I'm telling you, beloved, it's a happy day. You say, Pastor, I wouldn't want to experience condemnation. You have to get saved. You have to take sides with God against yourself. You have to come to a place where you say, God, you're right. I'm the sinner, and you're the Savior. God, you're right. I'm in darkness, and you're the light. And God, the only light that's going to help this darkness is the light that was provided on an old rugged cross. Jesus Christ went to the cross. You say, Pastor, you said He bore our sin in His body. Yes, He did. You know what God did that day? He put the lights out. Beloved, I'm telling you, it was dark. I believe that day at Calvary, there was a darkness that could be felt. Amen. I believe when people stood there, they wondered, what in the world is going on? I tell you what was going on. All of our sin, all of the world's sin was being born in His body. The Word of God said, He that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I'll tell you, beloved, listen, what a day, what a day, what a day when a person realizes, yes, I'm under God's judgment, but there is a way out. Amen. His name is Jesus. Watch this. The Bible said, He that believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed. Listen to me. Listen to me. It didn't say he's condemned already because he ain't joined a church. It didn't say he's condemned already because he ain't signed a card, because he ain't give a $100 bill, because he ain't been in the baptistry. That's not what it says. It says he's condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You say, well, Pastor, everybody believes. In one sense, they do for the most part. The Word of God said the devils believe and tremble. This word believe in the Word of God, beloved, is talking about depending upon, putting your trust in. It's coming to a place where we realize we're condemned. And we realize, beloved, the only way to get out from under the judgment hand of God is to run to the one that bore our judgment in his body on that tree. They hung him on a tree. But listen, he died, but he didn't stay dead. They put him in a borrowed tomb. I like what that one old fellow said when they was trying to give him sell him a grave plot. He said, you got any questions? He said, yeah. You got any of them to rent? He said, what are you talking about? He said, Jesus is coming. I ain't going to need it long. Ain't no use of me buying it if I could just rent it for a little while. I'm telling you, Jesus did better than that. He just borrowed it for 3 days. And then he got up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Watch this now. He said, Pastor, I don't know why in the world anybody, listen, if it's so good to be in the light, I don't know why anybody would want to stay in the dark. God's going to tell us why. You say, Pastor, you really? He is. Watch. Stay with me. Watch what the Bible said. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. Now, you might not like this, but I'm reading the Bible. The Word of God said men loved darkness rather than light. And the Bible said, told us why. Because their deeds were evil. He said, now, Pastor, I know somebody, and they're really a good person, and I understand what you're saying, but we need to get lined up with the Word of God. We can't do anything to please God. Amen. I'm telling you, the Bible said all, listen to me, not all of our bad stuff, but all of our righteousnesses, the best you and I can do apart from Christ is filthy rags in the sight of God. The only thing that's acceptable to him is his dear son and the righteousness of his dear son. The Word of God said this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil, look what the Bible said, hateth the light. Listen, it's getting bad in America. It used to be that a pastor could stand like I am this morning and say most of the meanness goes on after dark. But I'm telling you, beloved, we're living in America right now where they don't care right in the middle of the day to walk up and steal your car, walk up and take your life. Listen, people are getting shot in the crossfire. You say, well, Pastor, they're not doing it in the dark. No, not the dark of this world, but the darkness of their heart. Amen. The problem, beloved, listen, it's not the gun. The problem is the heart. You could take every gun in America away, and they trade it for a knife, or they trade it for a ball bat. They trade it for something because the darkness is not in the gun. The darkness is in the heart. It's in the heart. Only a person with a darkened heart can want to harm somebody else. Amen. Listen, I believe with all of my heart, the Bible said here, everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, because when you do, then your deeds are reproved. We're living in a generation, listen to me carefully, even God's people don't want to be reproved anymore. I'm telling you something right now. If you don't want to be reproved, you say amen for me, Brother Grizzle. Better quit reading this book, because this book will reprove you. You say, how do you know? I know. If you read it, you know. You know that God will speak to your heart. God will show you you're wrong about something. God will show you you're coming short in some area of your life. God will reprove you. You say, well, why would he do that? Because he loves us. He loves us. He loves us. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. I wonder this morning, you know, over and over and over and over again, there's one story in those judgments there that blows my mind. I think it was with the frogs, Brother Larry, where Pharaoh said, tomorrow. And there's a good message right there you could preach on one more night with the frogs. Why not today? The Bible said now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And this judgment comes, and then the Pharaoh would say, okay, we'll let you go, and God would ease up, knowing that Pharaoh had first hardened his heart, and then God was going to harden his heart, until finally at last he would let the children of Israel go, and even then he regretted it, and he chased them down at the Red Sea. But you know what? God spared them. He spared them. And you know what God's going to do to those that are in Christ? He's going to spare us. He's going to have mercy on us. Amen. We're not going to have to go out of this world in darkness. The Word of God said, I believe it was in Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm not real smart, but in order to have a shadow, you've got to have a bright light. A man was traveling with his family. They were on their way to go somewhere, and they had just lost their mom. And this man said he pulled up alongside of a big old semi, great old big truck at a red light. Said the sun was setting and the shadow was just cast way out over the field. And he asked his children, he said, children, he said, mama's died. He said, do you see that shadow? They said, yes, daddy, we see that shadow. He said, well, I want to ask you a question. If you were going to be run over, would you rather be run over by the shadow, or would you rather be run over by the truck? And they said, well, daddy, that shadow can't hurt you. He said, yes. And when mama left here the other day, it didn't hurt her. That was just the valley of the shadow of death. She didn't have to be afraid. She had a personal escort. If there's a shadow, there's a bright light. And I don't know anybody brighter than the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to ask you today, you came into this service, do you love darkness rather than light? There was a time in my life, I've had people say, I don't know how you could stand the taste of this or that. There was a time when I loved darkness. My first baby was born, and I traded that love of darkness. I thought I saw a responsibility that I'd never seen before. And I started going to church, and I actually traded one form of darkness for another. I traded the darkness of sin for the darkness of religion. Listen to me carefully right here in that statement. Remember who crucified Jesus. It wasn't publicans and sinners. It was religious people. I'm telling you, beloved, if all you've got's religion, when it comes time to leave this world, you're going to be in trouble. You better have a relationship with Christ Jesus, the Lord. Beloved, he's the only one that can dispel the darkness in a man, woman, boy, or girl's heart. He's the only one. Listen, on the road to Damascus, there was a great light that shined round about the Apostle Paul. That light was no greater than the light that shined in my heart and helped me to understand that I was under condemnation. I was not waiting condemnation. I was already under the judgment of God. And then I had an opportunity. You say, Pastor, why? Because the Spirit of God moved and helped me to understand there's a better way. There's a better way. Wonder what would happen if God's people begin to beg Him in these days. Oh, God, move. 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 Move on the preaching. Move on the choir. Move in our Sunday school class. Move in our home. Move in this community. We need a move of God. It's never going to come. Brother Don's as fine a preacher as I know in this world, but he's not got what we need in his pocket. But he's got access to the throne of God, and God has got what we need. We need to pray for him. Pray for the meeting and ask God to work in our midst. There's a darkness that can be felt. Beloved, if you're here today, the Lord has spoken to your heart. You know when you look down in there, there's a problem. He already knows it. You can't tell him anything he doesn't already know. But I tell you this, if he moves on your heart and moves on your life, he's given you an opportunity to say, Lord, it's enough. I don't want to live the rest of my life in darkness. I want to walk in the light as he is in the light. The Word of God said the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that a blessing? Let's pray. Youngins, if you'll come back and sing that song, I'd appreciate it. He's all I need. If you're here today and there's a distance between you and God, he's all you need. If you're here today and you're lost, he's all you need. If you're here today, beloved, and you don't know what to do, there's a decision you need to make. Maybe several. He's all you need. Look to him today. Lean on him today. Trust him today. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Just before they sing, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed.